Okay. So, Binky Bianca says, all Tasha had to do was have integrity to avoid all of this. Exactly. That's all she had to do. And a lot of people keep saying, this is going to change the game for bloggers, this, that, and the third. No, this is not going to affect me at all. This is not going to affect me at all. I don't have a thirst to be first. I don't have a vendetta. I'm very confident in who I am, and I don't need to tear you down to build myself up. Now, if it's out in the news and I'm giving my opinion and I agree or I don't agree or whatever, that's one thing. But I'm not going to dig up information, or I'm not going to, you know, take something personal and go on like some smear campaign because you don't want to associate with me. Okay? Okay, let's get some correspondence from my girl here, Lisa. 3016, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how's it going?
Hi, how are you?
Legendary show. I'm good. Hey, I just real quick, I want to also be sure that you do shout out Infamous Sylvia. She has been in the courtroom every day the whole time, too, and is also reporting on YouTube. Yep. So just to be fair to everybody.
I just never got any information from her.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to say I've got information from her. So I have. So one thing I wanted to point out, that juror that got dismissed today for making the comment, that was one of the primary 10 jurors. So now there's nine primary and three alternates. I'm not sure if they're going to call one of the alternates up. But that juror basically voiced what everybody, and from what we're hearing, everybody in the courtroom felt. If you were watching this, everybody in the courtroom, even the judge had his head in his hands during the 18-minute closet rant. Like, even the judge was just like, oh, my God. So this is not good. this is not good at all. Her husband testifying. He just told the truth under oath. And so sorry if the truth throws you under the bus. That's the way it is. He's owner in name only. This is also why it was important to bring TV Studios into the lawsuit and everybody in it, because that money – the money is underneath TV Studios, and so you had to do that. There's also some possibilities, because they have hinted at that yesterday, because there were images of Cardi and Offset in some of these Olive Leaf and Pangea commercials during her YouTube videos. There could be some issues with that, because she did not have permission to use their likeness or their pictures.
She used Cardi B in her Pangea commercials, in her Olive Leaf commercials?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. In fact, shouted her out and said, this goes out to you. It may help with your dirty you-know-what.
Oh, my God, Lisa. So she was using that as promo. Like, that's more ways of her trying to make money.
Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. And then she would put that link right underneath her hashtags at the top of the videos. So you see the hashtags, and then you'd see the link for the product immediately there under. Yeah.
Wow.
So I know we're not talking about yesterday, but I want to kind of build up to what some of why.
No, we definitely can talk about yesterday. Down. Absolutely. No problem. Yes.
Okay. At one point yesterday also, she stated that she felt very much that it was some of Cardi's fault that her videos got so much play, because she gave life to it with her millions of viewers and followers and things like that. She admitted yesterday that she said in some cases it is funny for people to have blood diseases or other diseases.
Oh, hold on. Let's go back, because you're saying a lot. Okay, so the first part was she gave life to it. I agree. Cardi B did give life to it, because she did entertain it and she did respond. But at some point, if you're doing it and I type my name in on Google or on YouTube, and the first video up is a 3 million view video about how Cardi B has the H word, I'm probably going to say something too, especially when you have this large platform.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. And so I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying, yes, she perhaps did. And so people, you know, but again, according to Tasha, here's a young girl that she knowingly, she said, well, when she, you know, she could take all this, you know, as an older woman, and she probably couldn't take this all of this bullying because she was young. So you knew you were bullying a young mother and a young woman, a young girl, so to speak, and you knew this was going to give it life. In fact, that came back around today in Cardi's testimony, because Cardi said that whenever she would drop a video on her YouTube channel, and it would trigger the algorithm to then have one of Tasha's videos. And you guys know there's recommended videos right underneath the video that you're watching. So imagine you put your own stuff up, right? And then all of a sudden, all underneath it are these videos berating and talking about you and spreading lies.
Wow.
So that was in effect giving it, right? That was in effect helping the situation. Let's see what else I wanted to bring up.
Wait,
to,
well,
okay.
Can we go back to the, you said something else that was real interesting. She thought that it was funny that people had blood disease. Like, say that again, Lisa. What?
Yes, because there was a section. It was either a post, forgive me because I didn't put this in my notes. There was either a post or a video where she's laughing at people that potentially could have these conditions, these diseases. And the attorney, Sarah, asked her specifically, do you think that it's funny if people have dirty blood? And she said, yeah, in some cases it is.
Wow. She admitted that on the – Tasha K is nuts.
On the stand. On the stand.
Wow.
On the stand. So she – I think what's happening is that she has now gotten to the point where she's like, yeah, I said it, yeah, I said it, yeah, I said it, so what? And it's hard to refute either in deposition or in video evidence that you said something. You know what I'm saying? Because it's here. They also showed a clip from her when she was talking to Jessie Wu, and I don't know if it was on her own channel or Jessie's, but she did an interview. She interviewed Jessie Wu, or there was an interview, and Jessie Wu said that when she does something, it's not malicious. And then in that same video, Tasha says, well, when I do it, it is for malicious intent.
Whoa.
And then
they played that in the court.
Yes, they played that in court, and then after, that was Exhibit 649, to be precise. And then when Sarah asked her a follow-up question and said, and did you do this to Cardi B with malicious intent or my client? And she said yes.
Wow. Lisa, let's hold right there really quick. Let's just hold right there really quick. I'm letting this sink in, because at this point now, and I know, and see, you have a channel of your own, Heart of Inspiration, and you do a lot of spiritual work over there. So from that perspective, what is she okay with this? Is she proud
okay
of this?
What?
Like, I feel like Tasha K is like, it's almost coming across like, yeah, I'm proud. Yeah, this is what we're doing. This is I feel like she's in the courtroom, but I feel like when she comes back online, she's going to feel vindicated by her audience. Like, yeah, I did that. Like, I was in court. None of you bloggers could ever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like she's not even thinking about where she's at. I think she's thinking about when this is all over, how her fans will be there to embrace her. So she feels like, yeah, I went in there and I admitted it. Yeah, I sure did. And I'm going to keep doing it. Like, you know, I feel like she's trying to keep up that mystique. Like, is this woman okay?
Well, I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist. I will say, though.
But you are a psychic.
You and I. But I am a psychic. Yes, I am. But I will say I wouldn't want to live this life.
Okay.
Like, I don't think you and I or normal people can fathom having this level of undiagnosed narcissism, allegedly, because that's a very tortured existence. I will also say, though, it is validated in her mind the more people are out here saying, oh, well, Cardi deserved it. Oh, well, it's okay. Oh, well, you know, it is what it is, and she should just be fine with it. Oh, well, we don't care if she wanted to end it all. That type of I'm shocked and dismayed and disheartened by what I see, people still supporting her to the point that they're saying, no, the woman didn't say this, and you'll see it in court records. Like, so yes, short answer, yes. This is, I feel at this point, it's almost like a child. You knew you did something, you know, and your mama got the call from school, and you knew you were caught red-handed, but you was not going to die on that hill. Like, you're going to deny. And then at some point, then you're just like, well, I don't care. Yeah, I did it. And what you going to do about it? You know, she's at that point where it doesn't matter anymore, because this is the hill she's going to live on and die on. And she figures she got to a million subscribers while all this was going on. So I think she feels like she's won. It doesn't matter. But that's the level of narcissism. I don't think she sees anything wrong with what she did either. And that's the scary part. She doesn't see anything wrong with it.
Okay,
well, fine.
Continue on. If you got any more, if you got anything else you want to add.
Let me see here. What else? I did want to talk about the fact that yesterday. Oh, they repeatedly showed her repeatedly saying, I'm going to wait for the white people to come and make a decision. I'm going to wait for the white people to. I mean, and that didn't make the predominantly white jurors or the white judge feel too good. At one point, she did perjure herself at the end of yesterday. She was asked on direct whether or not she ever said that Cardi had, and she said no. And then, and this is kind of also, this is after the hand signal stopped from her lawyers, and the attorney asked her, well, you do know that you testified several times that she did. And then Tasha said, no, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
They went to the deposition and had to refute that. So it did not. She didn't do herself any good there. I want to just bring one thing that I'm wondering whether or not it's going to be okay, or whether or not the defense is going to hang their hat on. Cardi on the stand was asked by her lawyer, "Did you perform debasing acts?" And so I want people to understand what debasing means. That could be anything that could be considered degrading, adulterative, corrupt, immoral. So, and Cardi said no. So I think that on cross, they're probably going to start saying, well, do you think, you know, being a stripper is, you know, not debasing and stuff like that. They'll try to poke at her there. I don't know if they're going to have too much success. The other thing, and I know I'm talking super fast, but I want to get through this. Other thing is, TK's lawyers tried to reintroduce, or tried to ask the judge to reconsider that really famous video clip where Cardi's talking about, you know, putting people in an under so that she could, you know, take money from them.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm being very careful. So.
Thank you, Lisa. I love you for that.
You're welcome. The judge had already said that was inadmissible before trial. He said, I'll review it again now. He reviewed it again and said, yeah, no, this can't come in. So
okay,
that
so the
video.
Hold on, let me make it clear real quick. So the video that they're talking about is where people say that Cardi B allegedly blanked and blanked men. Everybody knows what that is. They blanked and blanked men. So
correct.
That is that video where Cardi B is saying she blanked and blanked men is not admissible in court.
It's not admissible. And without that or anything relating to that, I don't see how they can quote unquote prove that she was a lady of the night.
Okay.
You can't prove it if you don't have these statements, right? Because you have nothing to go on. So that's a significant win for Cardi, for that.
Yeah.
You and I have talked about this. I felt that would be the video that could do her in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's once again, finally, nope, it's not coming in. I think that's a significant win for her. That's my own humble opinion.
Wow.
So that's what your roving YouTube street reporter has for you.
Okay. So again, we want to shout out to what's her name? Cynthia?
Sylvia. Infamous Sylvia. She has a YouTube channel.
Infamous Sylvia on YouTube. Also, Choke No Joke and Dennis Byron for getting these exclusive details for us to come back and share with you all. Okay, Lisa, did you have anything else? Because I know you said you got to run, but you can stick. Oh, you got to. They can follow you too. But listen, if you want to get into some other spiritual things, I don't know if Lisa's going to do a breakdown on this. Go ahead and let them know where they can find you as well.
You all can find me on at Heart of Inspiration right here on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel there, and I'm also on Instagram at Heart of INSP. We will be talking about this weekend. I'm going to talk about it from this narcissism and how we get into these depths. So we'll talk about this from a spiritual standpoint.
Okay. Well, there you have it. So Lisa will be getting into some things as well. Lisa, you're more than welcome to stay on the line, or you can let me know if you want to get back on here. I'm going to take some calls. Just send me a text, or you know how to get me.
Yeah, I can hang up for a few more minutes. We're good.
Okay. Okay, cool. So let me take this call really quick. 6356, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Armand. So what the first caller said was absolutely right. There was 10 original jurors, and there was 4 alternative jurors, and now there's 3 remaining after the one of the jurors got dismissed. So originally, March 21st, I believe, 2019, Cardi B had filed against Star Marie and Tasha K. And everybody knows nobody could find Star Marie. So Cardi B had amended her first, submission to Tasha K and all defendants on June 12th, 2019. And then she did a second amendment because she realized that TV Studios had a lot of the money and was doing a lot of the production and was enforcing Tasha K. And that was November 29th, 2020. So she is suing TV Studios as well. Now, the court has set a price floor of $75,000. But because of Tasha K's self-incrimination, which I don't know why her lawyers did not tell Tasha K to plead the fifth, which that's something she should have done, because she went up on stand and literally self-incriminated herself in front of all 10 jurors. And all
we know this. Get to the good part. We know that part. Come on, get to it. Where's the money at?
So the money is TV Studios is going to have to pay in the millions, because I believe they have reported there was a video played by Cardi B's lawyer that Tasha K had stated in a video, if Cardi B wanted her to take the videos down, she would have to pay Tasha K herself in order for her to get the videos taken down. That is extortion. So now the courts are looking at, okay, now we have a ground basis for defamation, which was hard to prove, but since she self-incriminated, we got a ground basis for that. And you continue to spread lies, that's cyberbullying, and you were also trying to extort money. So now it went from $75,000, and it's most likely going to be in the millions. And I wouldn't be surprised if Cardi B wins $10 million from TV Studios.
Wow. So you guys are thinking that they're going to try to come with – I was also hearing that they want all the money from merchandise as well. Anything associated with Cardi B that Tasha K has made money off of, they want it. Now, Lisa, did we hear something that Tasha K was trying to, like, not show the money that she was making? Or is that not true?
That was before Kiwi Studios got involved, that they were able to successfully bring Kiwi Studios into the mix. So now they can't. Now it's all here, and that's why Sarah did an excellent job of meticulously going through the Pangea, the Olive Leaf, the Teespring, all these different ways that she was able to monetize those videos, not just the YouTube, monetization, but all of the different ways that she benefited financially. And
wow.
We got to remember, we have a emotional distress also. They're trying to prove emotional distress. This is why Cardi's testimony was so critical today, because this goes to emotional distress. I had to go to counseling. I was uninterested in being with my husband. I didn't even think I deserved my daughter. I didn't think I deserved to be here. This goes to emotional distress. And so that's why her testimony today is so critical.
Okay, 6609, you're live on the air.
What's up, Omar?
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
So real quick, because I own a company, so I know the structure of it. If Cardi B happens to win this case, Tasha K can do something very easy by not paying them nothing or what her checking account has by clearly just having a company shut down. That's it. Bankruptcy, we can't afford it. Company shut down. There's no problem. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And at that particular point, they'll only take the assets of the business and what money is left over from the business. You know what I'm saying? If her channel is tied to TV Studios, that's with it as well. You know what I'm saying? So that means that at some point with Tasha K has to literally start from scratch all over again. So if Cardi B does win that money, if that money isn't in an account or shows income from her actual company, then that means that she has to pay a dime to simply call up the state and have a company just shut down completely after that. It's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And also, I want to comment on if this case does get won by Cardi B, it will affect bloggers because you guys report on rumors and things you heard. That means that they'll give any celebrity say, you know what, I'm going to sue Armand because he said da-da-da-da-da-da-da. You know, because that right there will set precedent for, you know, the next
That's
case.
Not true. You
know
have
what I'm
to
saying?
For when you're a public figure like that, you have to be able to prove malicious intent. If it's just news and gossip and things like that, you have to prove it. Literally, they are proving that Tasha K did this with malicious intent. This wasn't just a cakewalk. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B had to prove that Tasha K did this with malicious intent. This does not – this people want you to have this fear, like bloggers won't be able to – Tasha K and most bloggers do not do the same thing. I'm not, let me tell you something. I'm not worried, and I would not change anything that I'm doing if Tasha K loses this lawsuit. I'm not worried. 1,000%. It will not affect
Right. I get that, but when you're in court, it's all about the way the lawyer can bring it to the judge, and then if they'll say, all right, fine, give us a case where this was interpreted this way. And then if they pull up the transcripts from the case, they can make it look a certain way, and then the judge might take it in and say, you know what, all right, fine, I'll allow it. You know what I'm saying? So this, I get your point that, you know, it isn't like, you know, you like
listen,
have to
it's
prove
very
intent,
hard. It's very,
at
it's very
point.
Hard for celebrities to win defamation lawsuits. It really, really is because they, you know, they're public figures. So you're allowed. I mean, you sign up for that. So it's very hard for a celebrity to win that. But in this case, where you're talking about, I put out this lie, and I knew it was a lie, but I did it because I wanted to make money, and I put out this lie because I felt like she could afford the therapy.
Okay, yeah,
come on,
yeah, that's self-incriminating.
Like,
that's self-incriminating.
Like that, that's yes. Right. Like who's gonna do that?
I got you.
I'm not worried about
that. One.
I'm not worried
right,
about
okay,
it.
Right, okay, yeah.
Thank you, Bulldog. Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to let you go. But thank you. Also, I want to know if anybody on here, you know, as we take the calls, and Lisa, you can answer this question too, because you're still live. Your mic is still live. So here's the thing. I would like to know if, because a lot of conversation on the internet is that this is a win for Tasha K. Like, is this a compliment to her? Is this success?
Yeah, you can be either famous or infamous. So
yeah.
I think it's success. It is. There have been a lot of people over the years that have reported or been sued or whatever, and even though they may have lost in court, they still are been proven to be liars. They still win. in the end, then, you know, you just become the bad boy of this or the bad woman of that, or you become, you know, the supervillain. And there's money in being the supervillain, just like there is money in being the superhero. So, yeah.
Okay. And you wanted to add a piece about the bankruptcy.
Yeah, because there's a lot of talk about the bankruptcy situation. Yes, she could they could potentially do that. However, you have to remember that bankruptcy court is federal court as well. And if you have a creditor, that creditor can show up to bankruptcy court. And that if that creditor can prove that you are trying to avoid paying, that's a whole different situation. Also, if you guys probably followed like this Erica Jane's husband from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, he was a lawyer and filed bankruptcy, and he had made off with a whole bunch of settlement money. He still has to pay those people. Like, they sued and won, so he still has to pay the judgments of the civil lawsuit. Just because he filed bankruptcy doesn't mean he doesn't have to come up with that money. So that's not quite as cut and dry as you would think.
Okay. 5385, you're live on the air.
Well, since we're on the topic, I don't know if you even mentioned it, but there was a U.S. Treasury agent at today's court hearing. Well, you know, at today's court. So let's just say Tasha is looking – they're looking into Tasha and her earnings and things because she might have not even filed correctly or tried to hide certain assets. So when a U.S.
Ooh.
Treasury agent is there, that tells you a lot. They've been onto her. And for everyone saying, I don't believe her, Cardi's testimony, it's what you can prove, and she definitely took therapy. So let's take that into consideration. If she was going to therapy for months, that tells you a lot. And that's all
and
I have to say.
It was clear that Tasha K felt like Cardi B could afford the therapy. So
you're saying like she had to tell on herself because she was on so many recordings. There's no way she could have lied. Everything that she talked about was recorded. That was the terrible thing about her, trying to record other people. You recorded yourself.
Wow.
That's all I had to say, Armand, because, you know,
Thank
we're here
you.
For the win.
We're here for the W. Thank you. We'll take a couple more, then we're going to wrap it so I can keep it under, not too far over an hour. All right, 0608, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on?
I just wanted to say, Lisa, she reiterated a point that I was going to make. I also want to address what the caller was saying about how this is going to affect other bloggers. The only bloggers that this case is going to have an effect on are the ones who don't have integrity, are the ones who are like Tasha K and make up salacious and the most vile things about people. Those are the only bloggers that are going to be affected by this case. And for those saying that they don't believe Cardi, like you said earlier, the girl was 25 and she was thrust into the stardom. Like, her career took off like a rocket. And it was a whole whirlwind. And then you have this person attacking you, as well as, you know, others attacking you online. Then, you know, the beef with Nicki Minaj. You know, she's human at the end of the day. She is human. So I believe 100% that she was hurt, that she was emotionally affected by this. This woman spoke some very nasty, treacherous things about her unborn child.
Mm-hmm.
How can you not be affected by that? How can you not be affected? And it wasn't just, you know, every once in a while. About this woman every day.
And wait, and let's be very clear. She just stopped. she was making videos up to the minute. Tasha K literally said she's planning to do a whole expose after this case. She's still trying to she's going to be out here talking.
Right, but I bet she's going to.
And guess what? They're
going
to drag her back to court again.
Yes, absolutely. I don't think she's going to be speaking on Cardi B after this case is over, after the W comes for Team Cardi. I don't think she'll be speaking on her again. I really don't. And I think that she is going to be careful. If she's smart, anyway, she'll be careful about the things that she says about people, because Cardi B just set the stage for more celebrities to,
yes,
you know, come out and say, you know what, I'm not taking this abuse. This woman here, she's vile. She's very, very, very narcissistic. She's heartless. She's evil.
But let me play devil's advocate. But let me play devil's advocate on the flip side. This is why I think that Tasha K will still win, though. Not the case per se, but win in this business, because it's entertaining. Look it, we got 4,000 people here talking about this narcissistic, crazy woman. I mean, I'm enjoying the fact that this woman is going to court. She keeps making moves like this. I mean, we're all here for it. So this is entertainment.
I agree. She's winning in that aspect. But do you think she'll continue with the salacious comments? I mean, conversations about people? Like you said, the Bobby Light thing. You know, if someone doesn't follow suit, if she, you know, hits you up in the DM, or she, you know, has her people call your people and you're like, no, I'm good.
I think she will. Here's what I think, though, now. I think she will do it to people that she feels as though can't keep up the lawsuit for the long haul. I don't think she would do it to somebody
that's with
Cardi B money, but she will try a Bobby
Cardi
Light.
B money.
She will try Dennis McKinley.
You.
You know, she will try, you know, somebody. She will try a regular blogger, you know what I mean, that can't retain lawyers for 3-4 years.
You're right.
So she will try those people. Now, she's not going to try a Will Smith or a Jada or Alicia Keys, or she's not going to try like somebody like that. That's really got some long money.
Yes. I agree. I didn't think about that, but you're right. You're absolutely right. And yes, she's going to continue to prosper on YouTube, because like you said, she's not going to come for somebody who can afford to fight her for years. She's not going to do it.
Right.
I didn't think about that. But
yes.
Yeah.
But thank you, caller.
All right. Thank
wrap
you,
up,
Armand.
Thank you so much for calling in. Okay. We got to keep it moving. Okay. Love you all. 2741. Last caller right here. Let's get it.
Hello. Hey, hi. Okay.
Hey,
I have a question statement. So say she does have to get off YouTube, say she does have to quit making content or whatever, do you think that she would try and play the puppet master? Is this what the whole mentorship thing is about, to put somebody else in place to do her dirty work? You know, she doesn't necessarily have to be in front of the camera, but like I said, you know, okay, there she gives somebody else the content, like the dude with the eyes. I don't want to say his name, but people like that.
Well, no, I think that the mentor, when it comes to spaces like that, I think that's just about having people kind of like buying into her narrative and talking, you know, and people that, okay, this, that idea is to get smaller creators that feel like they need her under her belt or her belt to push her narratives. You know what I mean? So that's why when you get into those spaces, most of those people that are willing to do a Tasha K mentorship, they haven't really fully understood. They feel like they don't feel like they can do it on their own. They're looking at what she's gotten, and they're looking at previous situations that she's been in, and feeling like if I get attached to her, I can have this grand come up, without realizing that it doesn't happen that way. But that's the way that she sells it, and a lot of those people feel as though because we have all these people talking about it, and she's verified, and she's on the news, and this is that. That's the right side of things. And you know what? To a certain degree, that can be the right side of things if that's the kind of lane that you want to be in. So great, take that mentorship. However, I don't. But people are also not that. They want the clout, but they're not that stupid. They're not going to go out there and take the risk that she takes. So that's why a Tasha K mentorship won't ever really truly work, because the only way that it works to get what she's got, you've got to be able to take that risk, right? I remember one time she was mentoring me, and there was a man that called in, and they said that they had a story about Waka Flocka cheating on his wife out in Florida or Alabama somewhere, and it was just a piece. And she was like, put it out, put it out. And I'm like, well, I can't put – she's like, don't be scared. Put it out, and people are just going to bite. They're going to just start sending you stuff. Just put it out. Just go with it. And put it out. I'm like, girl – and I would tell her, and she would say, Armand, you're scared. And I would tell her, yeah, girl, I am.
You think?
Because I'm not about to do
right.
it. So, but that's when I realized, for me, I would not, I don't have a Tasha K trajectory, because I am scared. I don't like that. Like, and it's not even that I'm scared. It's just my soul, my spirit doesn't feel good. Like, I don't mind talking my crap, but I'm not mad. It's not personal. You know what I'm saying? It's more fun. So I think in order to get to that space, I don't think that it's going to be a situation where she's going to be using people on YouTube to put, you know, to – I don't – no, that's not going to work, because it's still all about Tasha K. The mentorship is just to get little minions. That's not about putting anybody in position to really be successful. It's just really about having little Tasha K minions to kind of deflect from conversations that we're having here and push separate narratives that go in her favor. So all of Tasha K mentorship is really a Tasha K minionship.
Yeah,
so
well, everybody be
is.
Careful of that. She sound pretty grimy, y'all. I mean, saying
yeah.
that about a mother, that girl, kid, daughter, or son, you know, they'll look back at that 5 or 6 like, dang, mom, you had that, and you and daddy was cracking like that, and, you know, so, yeah.
Let me ask you a question about this, because a lot of people didn't answer. What did you think about the husband coming forward and saying, I didn't have no control of that?
He is tired. This is his out. He couldn't leave her no other way. He was at court early. He was at court before her. He was there before
okay.
the doors opened. That poor man is getting out.
Let me replay that video for some of the people that didn't see it. And I want to know what you guys thought. Only answer this. I want to know what you guys thought about the husband. I'm going to replay it one more time, because a lot of people may have missed it. Okay, so, and then, Cheryl, that's all we got right now. So what do you think about that? Okay, 6629, what do you think about Tasha K's husband throwing her under the bus?
I just feel like he's tired. Like, this is something that has been ongoing for no reason. It's one thing to take a jab at somebody and say whatever you have to say and keep it pushing. But this has a lifelong effect, because when the daughter's older, the daughter can go back and see that. She's always getting bullied. They always calling her those names. That's the name that will forever be. That will forever be there. And they can even go to where after her, to where YouTube don't want to be bothered with her, because it's like, why do we want to be brought into this? And I hope all them celebrities that she went after, they put together and go after her in a class action lawsuit, because it's one thing about telling news and telling salacious things, but when you go like down to the gutter for no reason, what was the reason? Because this lady didn't want to have an interview with you? Like, there was no reason for that. There was no reason for her to attack them people like that. And those things will forever be around. And with the people that were saying she can file bankruptcy, like the Lisa said, filing for bankruptcy is a federal case, and they can still subpoena all that information. They're going to seize that house. They're going to start digging into everything. So it's not just, oh, yeah, it's I'm going to just file bankruptcy and it's going to be over with. No, it's not going to be over with. Because
okay.
now you got to pay, you're going to have to pay for, and It's like, how you think Wendy Williams, why you think when Wendy Williams is up there, she always say them lawyers, they be up there, they telling her she can't say this, she can't say that. And she did those things purposely, purposely, especially when she was going after her about the STIs and stuff like that.
Okay,
was,
yes. 8737, you're live on the air.
Hi, yes, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just a real quick couple of things. I know we're about to leave soon. First of all, I can't help but imagine how that lawyer felt when she was asking those questions and Tasha K was like, absolutely, yes, absolutely, that is correct. So did you say this about my client? Absolutely. Like, I feel like she probably felt like Christmas came early because, like, come on, you got to be kidding me, right? So that's number one. Number two, as far as Tasha K and, you know, her money and stuff like that is concerned, she's going to take a hit behind this. She's going to take a hit. Like, I mean, there's just no other way to get around it, okay? Now, going forward, will she still have a following? Of course. Because as nasty and stink and disgusting as she was with the disgusting things that she was saying, there's a lot of people out here who are nasty and disgusting and don't see nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Especially if they don't like somebody, they don't care that somebody's saying these things about them. They'll just look at it like, okay, well, maybe she went a little too far, but she's still going to have a following. But she's going to take a severe, heavy hit. Now, as far as her sponsors and stuff like that are concerned, we have to wait and see about that. Because do you really want your name attached to that? You know what I'm saying? If you olive oil, leaf extract, you know, the rest of these people, you really want your name attached to that? I don't know. You know what I mean? But she's going to take a hit behind this for sure, for sure. Definitely.
Did you tell me what you thought about the husband telling on her?
Or
basically saying that he didn't have any control?
What is that? That is insane. But you know what? That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't surprise me because she's just really not a nice person, so it doesn't surprise me that her husband probably really isn't that nice of a person either. You understand what I'm saying? He was there every time she made up those lies and said those disgusting things. He was there, like, basically filming, editing. He was right there, right along with her. He could have been the voice of reason and been like, yeah, you know, I think we went a little too far. No, he was completely fine with everything that she did. So none of that surprises me. You understand what I'm saying? So you lay with dogs, you get fleas. She's a dog, he's fleas, whatever. You know,
okay.
Nothing
Thank
about
you.
That surprises me. Okay.
Thank you
here.
So
All
much.
Right.
Okay. One more before it gets too ghetto. 3607, you're live on the air.
Yeah, Armand, I think that one of the most amazing things that I found is that YouTube has not said anything about this at all. They host her, and I know a lot of people say, well, hey, she makes money through her private sectors of, like, posting it and all the other stuff, but she's not going to make the same amount of money that she was making on YouTube. And it's surprising that YouTube is allowing all of this to transpire as a company. I wonder if they are as concerned as I am about them as a company. You know what I'm saying? It leaves Cardi B have the ability to even sue YouTube for even allowing or not hosting the videos. What do you think?
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's going to be very, very interesting to see what happens with her YouTube channel. Perhaps the reason why she's got the app. She's also, keep in mind, Tasha K also has a secondary YouTube channel. So I don't know if the Wino Gang podcast channel will be affiliated with the Unwind channel. That's the question that's up in the air. Will they take the channel? I don't know. I don't know. But I think that they're preparing in case they do. I would love to see them take the channel because that's the ultimate. I'm taking the channel and you cannot create another YouTube channel for X amount of years. That would be, that's what she deserves.
Right. And then because like one of the major points everyone is saying is even after this trial, Tasha K still feels like I can have a segment about this and how many followers am I going to get after this trial is over? If you take the channel, where is she going to be putting that up? Where is her million of followers? They're not going to follow her to a website. She's not going to make money off a website.
Yeah. You know? All right. Thank you, caller.
Have me, Armand. Love you.
You too. Love you too. I just got wind that we love you, Cardi, just started trending within the past hour on Twitter. So shout out to that. The people, the Vardy gang just started, you know, they just start going up. The people are talking. The tweet started trending. So shout out to that. I'm sure that makes her feel good. So, yeah. Hold on. Let me see. I'm getting more. Okay. All right. Yeah. So, Lisa. Is Lisa still here?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we're going to wrap it there, Lisa. Did you have any final thing that you wanted to get into?
Yeah, I wanted to bring up one thing about the husband. So, which people may not know is if the U.S. Treasury person was there and they end up going after taxes, tax debt, tax evasion, I think this was a very smart move on his part to start to try to separate himself and say, I had no control, she's out of control, I had no way to do anything. Because there's a thing called an injured spouse, where if you can prove that you're, you know, in a bad situation, that the government will not go after you for the taxes. So that may have been his way also saying, let me separate myself a little bit so that I might not get hemmed up, you know, so much. And this will be interesting with YouTube, because them bringing up the fact that the algorithm put these
right
underneath her drops. This will be very interesting to see what her next move is and if YouTube goes ahead and does what they probably should do. That's all I got.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, too, with that. But they could tell her to remove the videos. But the thing is, I think the lawyers should be saying, Cardi B should Tasha K should never be able to speak on Cardi B ever again.
Yes.
That should be number one. And then number two, I think that, you know, because I feel like if she can't do that, that's going to send Tasha K into a rampage. And she's going to come for other people. And somebody else is going to sue her. The only thing is she going to play that game with somebody with enough money? Because I feel like it's going to probably, if it doesn't happen this time, it may not happen this time. It may need to be like a reoccurrence for them to take her channel. I feel like she would need like to be sued by like Charlamagne or somebody next. You know what I mean? But I feel like after one time, I don't know if they'll take her channel.
I don't know that they will. I think I have heard they've stopped people from being able to post for a year or something like that. So that could be that too. But I don't think it's going to take as much money the next time, because you already got the precedence already here, you know. So I don't think it's going to take as much money next time to deal with all of this, because we already have this case already resolved and against her. So, and you know, you might not need four-year money. You might only need 6 months. I don't know. I'm just saying. So I don't know what they're going to do, but this is going to be very interesting to see what YouTube does. There will be an injunction. There will be an injunction across all of her platforms. And I don't care what anybody says, even if it's on her own private platform, the judge can come down and say, you cannot speak on her, period, use any reference to her, anything on any of your electronic platforms, period. He can say that.
This is Eva. One last thing. If Cardi wins this case, Cardi can easily have her lawyers contact YouTube and show that she won this case for bullying, harassment, etc. Then the YouTube channel can be taken down, just so you guys know.
Wow.
So now everybody knows, Eva, you and I aren't the same person, because they said we sounded just alike.
No, we're not.
So
the same
person. out of curiosity, I'm just trying not to take credit, but Chow, when did that hashtag start? Because I feel like that wasn't started until we went live, girl.
You could break my Bible. People started seeing the posts everywhere. Like people seeing you talking about it. People started seeing that she was, you know, UI C word.
Yeah.
And that she couldn't do that. And And some blogs are posting certain things, but
they're posting now. Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. So, but some of those blogs are posting like, you know, little crop. They're little captions and memes. Like the way they put it makes it sound terrible because I don't even want to say the words. Makes it seem like, oh, that's why she couldn't be in bed with Offset. But you know, the bigger credible. Yeah, I'll send you a screenshot because it's like, why would you only post that? Why did you not post like that she had to go to therapy and that she didn't want to be a mother to her child because people were, that she felt she couldn't be a mother to her child because people were saying that the child had it, that she gave it to her child. You guys are forgetting that she was going through postpartum during all of this Tasha K stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, let's not act like, you know, she just... When people, when women have postpartum, they start to think certain things. That's why she had to have therapy. But yeah, certain blogs are posting a, like a weird way. But
yeah, and they're just now posting it. Yeah, they, girl, mind you, this stuff had been out before.
Before you started.
But anyway, different conversation, another day. Anyway.
And then one thing, you didn't ask me about what I think about the husband. What I think
about the
husband.
Oh, yeah, what do you think about the husband?
He's allegedly trying to keep his green card.
Bye, girl.
Because we all know he got married for the paper.
We might do a station, has Naeed. We can get into some things. All right. So I love you guys all. And I'll see you guys on station. And thank you, Lisa, for coming in. Thank you, Eva, with the T.
Bye.
Hello.
Thanks, Armand.
Bye.
Thanks, Armand.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Lisa. Okay, everybody, make sure you guys also go follow Lisa at Heart of Inspiration. She's doing. When are you going live with your thing?
I'm gonna wait till after Choke No Joke tonight, so we'll probably go live about 9 p.m. Central.
All right, and that is Heart of Inspiration on YouTube and Instagram, okay? All right, see you guys. Okay, boom.